With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. 10 years ago, people in the Seeley Lake area, who were tired of constant fighting over logging and other uses of public lands in Montana, got together to try to come up with a new, better way of resolving conflicts. That turned into the Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Project, designed to improve the health of local forests and at the same time keep local timber jobs. The agreement also got consensus on protecting additional land as wilderness. Wednesday evening, members of the project are getting together in Missoula to celebrate their accomplishments over the decade. We talked about it with Zach Porter, a field director for a member of the project, the Montana Wilderness Association.
We're celebrating 10 years, but also looking ahead.
What is it you're celebrating?
For decades, we were at loggerheads in Montana over management of our public lands. You'd be hard-pressed to have found a group of folks in the wilderness community and say, the timber community working together on a shared vision for our public lands. That changed in 2005 in Seeley Lake, and it set the stage for all of the collaboration that you actually hear quite a bit about these days, not just around Montana, but around the whole country. The Seeley Lake Drift Riders Snowmobile Club and the Montana Wilderness Association came together and found a kind of mutually agreeable solution to managing some favorite areas for snowmobilers that had been close to them, and also get the snowmobiler support for a place that should be added to the Mission Mountains Wilderness, the West Fork of the Clearwater River Valley, a place critical to bull trout. And that spirit of cooperation, that victory, led to what we're really talking about today, which is this Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Project. And in 2006, the Blackfoot Challenge convened a much wider group of stakeholders: Pyramid Lumber, the Wilderness Society, again, the Montana Wilderness Association, the list goes on, working to find a solution for not just one part of their backyard there in the Seeley and Ovando areas, but actually the whole of the Seeley Lake Ranger District on the Lolo National Forest.
What's different now on the forest because those people got together and agreed?
With the help of Senator Tester, who's really been a champion for these efforts since the beginning, we were able to secure funding for what's now known as the Southwest Crown Collaborative. Our vision was originally $750,000 a year to help with restoration projects in the Seeley and Ovando areas. That's turned into a project that just up through fiscal year 2014 has brought $52 million for restoration projects in the Seeley Lake Ranger District and two adjacent districts. We've been able to create or maintain 160 jobs annually, and we've at this point restored 105 miles of stream, treated 43,000 acres of invasive weeds, and made 1,400 miles of trail improvements, just to kind of name a few of the results of this effort.
And that was paid for strictly through federal money to fund these kind of things, or part of it was paid for by being able to sell some logs out of that?
Both, and more, actually. Only $16 million of those $52 million were federal dollars. The remainder were matching funds that came from a variety of sources. You know, today we're looking at ways that we can continue to sustain a healthy restoration economy and support businesses that do great work like Pyramid Lumber. But we're literally looking at this point also to secure the other components of this proposal, which require an act of Congress. And that's where we're, you know, coming back today to say, you know what, we've done a lot, but now we really need to seal the deal and reward 10 years of really trend-setting work.
Right, because as the Wilderness Association, I'm sure your members want more federally protected wilderness, and as yet that hasn't come out of this 10-year collaboration.
That's right. So a portion of our proposal is 83,000 acres of wilderness additions to the Bob Marshall, Scapegoat, and Mission Mountains wilderness areas. The vast majority of those acres are places that the Lolo National Forest has recommended for wilderness designation going back 3-4 decades now. However, the Forest Service can change its mind about the way it wants to manage these places. So we're asking for the support of the whole delegation to join with Senator Tester, who has supported this effort to date through his Forest Jobs and Recreation Act.
Right, and that bill was introduced before Senator Daines became a senator.
That's right, 2009.
Right, yep. Before Congressman Zinke was a congressman. Neither one of them have indicated they're going to support that. So what's your strategy to get that wilderness accomplished if they're not going to get behind Tester's bill?
What we're really hopeful about and have lots of reason to believe is that we will have their support for this effort.
When you're having this 10-year celebration, are you expecting Senator Daines' office and Congressman Zinke's office to be celebrating right along with you? They believe in this kind of thing and want to see it move forward, or are they still on the fence?
They are celebrating with us this spirit of collaboration, and now we're hoping that they'll take that and turn it into support for whatever legislative vehicle it takes to get this done. If there is a proposal in Montana today for our public lands that has less opposition, I'd like to see it. This is one that should have gotten through the halls of Congress already and to the president's desk.
How do you see this happening in Congress?
The Forest Jobs and Recreation Act hasn't been introduced in this session of Congress. However, it got very close to passing in 2013. We're really confident that whether it's the Forest Jobs and Recreation Act or a different bill, maybe it's a bill just for the Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Project, we think that the whole delegation wants to make sure that it supports this effort.
Since they were elected, Senator Daines and Congressman Zinke have both called for substantially increased logging. Are you concerned that they may see your compromise as not enough? They may ask for additional logging or additional incentives to get them to back it.
There's a map out there in our mind's eye that is what we would love to see on the landscape someday. That doesn't mean we're all going to get exactly what we want realized. It's efforts like this that are the pragmatic, doable, make a difference today kind of solution that I think Montanans want to see happen. Does it get everything that maybe we all want? No. But does it get a lot of it? Yes.
You said that in this consensus, everybody had to give up something, give up a little to gain a lot. What did MWA have to give up?
Certainly, there are a lot of folks in Montana whose hackles are raised when they hear that a wilderness organization is supporting a restoration economy. We're saying yes to getting logs on trucks and doing work, active management of our forests. But the Montana Wilderness Association is proud of supporting businesses like Pyramid Lumber. And we want to make sure that communities like Seeley Lake remain healthy, vibrant places. We're happy to be working together with our friends Gordy Sanders and Lauren Rose and others at Pyramid Lumber. And they're thrilled that they're supporting what should be wilderness in their backyard. It's a new day, and we want to see our congressional delegation not just celebrate that, but recognize it and reaffirm it by sealing the deal with passing a bill through Congress.
So these projects that, sure, that if and when they are authorized, they're not going to result in shrunken habitat for endangered species or damage to waterways for endangered species like the bull trout.
I can only speak about what the Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Project and the Southwest Crown Collaborative are all about. This is a venue where citizens and representatives of a wide range of organizations, including my own and other wildlife-focused organizations, are there at the table. So the National Environmental Policy Act is not circumvented. That's a means of allowing the public to weigh in at nearly every stage of the process. And after that, it gives the public a chance to litigate. But what it does do is it gives more credence to these projects when there's as much buy-in as there is around these restoration efforts that were developed collaboratively.
Tell me about the discussion that's going to happen Wednesday at the Missoula Public Library. You have several people that have been involved with this collaborative that are going to speak on a panel. What kinds of things are they going to talk about? And maybe for people who are skeptical of this kind of collaboration, what do you think they could learn by coming and listening?
This is going to be a great chance to learn more, to hear from some of the folks who are involved, have been from the beginning, and some of the folks who have endorsed recently. So we'll have Gene Curtis, County Commissioner here in Missoula County, speaking. Connie Long, owner of Bob Marshall Wilderness Outfitters and chair of Montana Backcountry Horsemen. Tim Love, the retired district ranger of the Seeley Lake Ranger District, who was there for many, many years and just recently retired. Jim Stone, who owns the Rolling Stone Stone Ranch near Ovando, and also is the board chair for Blackfoot Challenge. And Adrienne Marks, who is the owner of Rivero's Ace Hardware and gas station in Seeley Lake, Seeley Lake City Councilor, and also a member of our steering committee for the Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Project. And like I said, we'll be celebrating. So there will be food and drink as well, and just a good chance to socialize and get to know some of these folks.
Zach Porter, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Eric.
The Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Project celebration and panel discussion happens Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. in the Missoula Public Library. You can find more information on our website, mtpr.org.